copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Los Angeles Police calling all cars, attention all cars, broadcast 215 regarding a missing person. Be on the lookout for a woman described as 5 feet 5 or 6 inches, weight 115 pounds, dark hair and eyes. This woman was employed as a nurse on the yacht Asia on December 20th and has not been heard from since. That's all. Roll the inquiry.
We are proud, justly proud, we believe, of the hearty endorsement which has been freely given Rio Grande cracked gasoline by the most experienced gasoline authorities of our generation. The men who day and night in all kinds of weather are at the wheels of your police cars, ambulances, fire engines, and other emergency equipment. These officials, the most exacting drivers covering 100 miles where you and I travel one, rely upon Rio Grande cracked gasoline because they say, here is one motor fuel that has everything. That kind of an endorsement can't be bought with money. It has been earned by the sheer merit of Rio Grande cracked. Let the experience of the authorities guide you, as it has tens of thousands of others, to the nearest red and white Rio Grande station where police car performance and Rio Grande cracked gasoline mean one and the same thing. Start the new year right with Rio Grande cracked, the most genuinely recommended gasoline in the West. And now we present Chief James E. Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department. Chief Davis.
Good evening. The case we are about to hear had its inception less than 2 weeks ago. It reached its climax last Friday when the yacht Afia reached Los Angeles Harbor. There has been no case in my experience where more tangled threads were interwoven to form a tragedy. It is our rare privilege to have with us tonight one of the survivors of this terrifying ordeal. I present Miss Elsie Burdan.
Thank you, Chief Davis. The word terrifying seems rather insignificant to me now. As I look back on the 10 days I spent abroad at FB, drifting down the coast, to say that it was the most terrible experience I have ever gone through is putting it very mildly. One thing I am sure of, I'm the most grateful to be home alive tonight.
Take it easy, pal. There's worse places than being here in San Quentin.
Yeah? Where?
Did you ever try Folsom?
No, I ain't ever going to either.
Yeah, well, if you don't get them full power ideas out of your nut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All that tripe about being descended from Henry Morgan the pirate. Who cares?
I do. Don't you like it?
Listen, if you ask me, I think you're nuts.
I didn't ask you.
I know a lot of guys that claim as descendants from John Lafitte, too. And I was a bigger part with some Morgan's guy. Oh, but me, I wouldn't brag about him then.
Why not?
Listen, I used to live down on the Texas coast where Lafitte hung out, see? And down in Louisiana, I seen some of his descendants.
Yeah, well, Henry Morgan was different, see?
Yeah, that's what they all say. Hey, yes, I saw a play about him once, and all I remember about it was that he was always making passes at some thing. Hey, maybe you are one of his descendants at that. I hear you get sent up here for getting tough with some dame in a dark street.
Listen, you rat, make another crack like that.
Land on what?
I'll land on you like a ton of brick.
You do when I lay you out, just like I was a brick mason, see?
Pipe down. Go on to sleep.
Hey, what's the matter? You wanna dream about being Henry Morgan the pirate?
Yeah, what if I do? Morgan, huh? Yeah, that's the kind of life I'm gonna lead, too.
Yeah? When?
When I get out of here next month. I'm going to get me a boat and take off for the South Seas.
Sure. What are you going to use for dough?
I'll get by. I'll ship over as a seaman until I've had time to get a roll. Man, it's a bounding main for me.
Thus, on April 16th, 1937, 5 years after his conviction in Los Angeles on charges of assault, Jack Morgan was released. Registering as able seaman, Morgan shipped for Gulfport, where he met and eloped with pretty brunette Lillian Casanova. Together, they came to Los Angeles again, where, working as an apartment house boy at along the harbor district, posing as a naval officer, Morgan began to find new friends.
Yeah, hello, George. How's Trick?
Oh, so. How are things going with you?
Couldn't be better. Looks like this war over in China may get to be something. That'll be fine for me.
How?
Well, all the reserves will probably have to report.
Oh, sure. I forgot about that. What was your rank? Ensign, wasn't it?
That's right. Just got through at Annapolis in April. April 16th, as a matter of fact.
You didn't waste any time getting married after that, did you?
Ah, sorry. Why wait? That's my motto.
I thought the Navy had a ruling against that. Thought ensigns had to wait a couple of years.
Well, I got a release.
Oh. Oh, by the way, how is Lillian?
Well, she's feeling fine now. Couldn't be better.
When's a happy occasion?
Not March, I guess.
Be a proud papa, huh?
And how?
Going to name him Henry Morgan?
Yeah, I think I will. Maybe he'll grow up to be a pirate, too.
I'm sure that reminds me. When are we going to take that trip to Catalina? The one you've been talking about.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to get over before Christmas, but I've run a little low on cash. You know, Christmas presents and all that stuff.
Mm.
I don't know whether I can make it till after the first of the year.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, look. I got $50 I don't need.
You have?
Yeah. Why don't you take that and see if you can't pick up a boat? We'll take a bunch and go over and spend a couple of days and get back in time for Christmas.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, boy, think nothing else. Here. Now, take it. Think you can charter a boat for that?
Oh, sure. I know a fellow who'll let us have his boat, provided we take him along.
Nice guy?
Well, fella.
Well, let's do it.
Hey, he'll probably have to have his girlfriend along, too, and a little boy.
Well, so what? The more the merrier. And say, listen, hadn't you better take along a nurse?
Huh?
Well, just in case something should happen to Lillian.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'd better do that.
Now, you go on and make arrangements for the boat, and we'll get together tonight. How's that?
Great idea. See you later, George.
Acting upon his much-discussed plan of making a short cruise to the Isthmus, Morgan contacted Dwight L. Spalding, Santa Barbara sportsman and yachtsman, whose boat, Apia, lay in the harbor at Wilmington.
Well, Mr. Spalding, Tex Halbert told me he thought I might be able to charter your boat for a run over to the island and back.
Maybe. How long do you want to be gone?
Oh, just a couple of days. I thought we might shove off, say, Monday, spend Monday night on the island, get back Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
Well, we could do that. You see, I don't want to be out on Christmas. I'm planning to run up to Santa Barbara and spend the holidays with my mother and the family.
Oh, we'll be back, all right. We've got quite a few parties planned, my wife and I. Some of the officers from the fleet are coming in. We'll be pretty busy ourselves.
Oh, yeah,
almost forgot. How much do you want for the boat?
Oh, just about what it takes to run it. I think $50 or $60 will cover it. How many in your party?
Well, I'm bringing a friend of mine, George Spurnack, my wife and her nurse and myself.
Well, I've got a man in the crew. I'll handle the boat. That'll save your hiring another deckhand.
Well,
I'd like to take my fiancée and her young son along, though.
Why, of course. Come on, let's make a party of it.
Employment agency. Just a moment, I'll connect you. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to secure the services of a competent nurse as a companion to my wife.
Is your wife ill or an invalid?
Oh, no. As Winchell would say, we're infanticipated.
No,
we're doing on a two-day cruise over to Catalina, and I'd like to have someone along to, well, sort of look after my wife.
I think I have just the nurse for you. Let me see you. Just a moment. Yes, here's her card. She's a very efficient girl. Her name's Elsie Bedan. I'm sure she'll be just the girl you want.
Well, here's my address. Ever get in touch with me there?
I should be glad to. 249 Domino Street, Long Beach. Is that the right address?
That's right. However, you better give me the nurse's phone number and address just in case anything comes up.
Of course. I'll write it down for you. There you are.
Elsie Bedan, eh?
That's right. And I'm sure you'll be entirely satisfied.
I hope so.
On December 27th, when Elsie Bredan did not return nor communicate with relatives, and when Morgan did not return to the employment agency, Lillian Bredan, the missing girl's sister, went to the district attorney's office.
Oh, come in, Miss Bredan. I understand you want to see me.
Yes, I want to help in locating my sister.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
How long has your sister been missing?
Well, I don't know exactly. You see, there's something peculiar about her going away.
Well, perhaps you'd better begin at the beginning and tell me the whole story.
Well, about a week ago, my sister got a call from an employment agency where she's registered to get in touch with a Mr. Morgan.
What does your sister do?
She's a nurse.
I see. Go ahead.
Well, she got in touch with this man, and he told her his wife was in ill health, and he wanted my sister to act as companion, sort of look after her. He told her to come to Long Beach first, gave her an address on Zanino Street.
Have you that address?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Go ahead.
Well, later this man called again and said Elsie, she's my sister, was to meet him and his wife in San Pedro. Well, she did, and they spent a night at a hotel there. She wrote me a note from the hotel and said that they were going to Catalina for a couple of days, just a cruise to the Isthmus or something.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that was on Monday, last Monday, and I haven't heard from my sister since.
What?
Yes, sir, and I'm frantic. I called the agency that sent her out, and they said I should report the case to you.
You think something might have happened to your sister?
Oh, I don't know what to think. We've never spent Christmas apart before. Always, since we were little girls, we've always managed to be together for Christmas. Elsie wouldn't let anything interfere with that.
Well, maybe she couldn't get back in time. Perhaps she's still over at the island.
But at least she would have written me or called. Oh, I'm sure something's happened to her.
Do you happen to know the name of the boat she sailed on?
Well, I've got it here in her letter. It's, A-A-F-J-E.
Whatever that adds up to. All right, Miss Madame, we'll get on this right away. Let me have your phone number and any address where I may reach you in an emergency. We'll let you know just as soon as we get a line on the boat.
Oh, please do. I've got to know what's happened to my sister.
District Attorney Fitz immediately assigned investigators Harry Dean and Wesley Engstrom to follow out the leads given them by Miss Burdan. Confronted with conflicting stories and new aspects of the case, the officers report to District Attorney Fitz.
Well, Vars, what did you find out about this Morgan guy?
Plenty. Looks like a funny case to me.
Why?
Well, in the first place, the address he gave that employment agency and the Burdan girl was phony. That's evidently why he told her to come to San Pedro. Now, here's the page from the hotel register in San Pedro. He was registered there, all right, with his wife and the girl.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go now?
Well, a fellow named Tex Halbert down in Wilmington says this man Morgan chartered a yacht last Monday. That the owner was with him, took along a woman, his fiancée, her little boy, a fellow named Horn as part of the crew, and Morgan's party.
The girl with him?
Yeah. There was Morgan, his wife, the nurse, and a fellow named Spurnack. He lives at the same place Morgan used to work.
Where was that?
Apartment house down on Grand. Used to be a houseboy there. Quit about 10 days ago, or 10 days before he sailed to Catalina, that is.
Well, it doesn't make sense that a houseboy would charter a yacht for a 2-day cruise, does it?
No, it doesn't to me.
Get any more dope on the yacht?
Not a word.
Well, this looks like a case for the Federal Bureau investigation. I think I'll call John Hanson and tell him about this. If this girl's been kidnapped, it's up to the G-men to start looking for her.
Let us turn back the clock now to December 20th, just 15 days ago, when the yacht Astia sailed from Wilmington on his voyage of horror. Aboard are 4 men, 3 women, and a small boy.
Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Oh, boy, is this a life. I don't ever want to go to shore no more. I just want to keep on sailing until I come to some island, and then live there for the rest of my days.
That's a good thing to do if you can do it.
I can do it all right. I'm a Morgan, I am. One of old Henry Morgan's descendants. The blood of pirates flows in my veins.
Well, but pirates aren't very popular nowadays.
Who says they ain't?
Well, I was merely making a conversational remark. Nothing personal intended.
Well, be careful you don't make no personal remarks. Well, come here.
What is it, dear?
You believe I'm a descendant of Henry Morgan, don't you?
Yes, dear.
And you're proud to be the mother of another Morgan, ain't you?
Yes, dear. Why don't you try to take a nap? You've been drinking and...
Oh, what? I'm having a good time. That's what I hired this guy and his boat for, to have a good time. We're going to sail clear to the South Seas. We're going to found a new colony.
Yes, dear, I know. But all these other people, they've got work to do. They can't go with us.
No, they can't, huh? That's what you think. They'll go and like it. Give me that bottle of rum. 13 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Seem to be enjoying yourself, Morgan.
Well, that's what I heard you and your butt for, ain't it?
I suppose so.
And keep your trap shut.
If you ask me, I'd say you've had enough of that bottle already.
Yeah? Well, nobody asked you.
Dear, why don't you try to get along with people? You're always starting an argument with somebody.
You don't like the way I act, you know what you're going to do
about
it.
Oh, I know, dear.
Come on, go on, beat it. Get away from
me. Oh, please don't shove me that way, Jim. Why, Mr. Morgan, I thought you told me your wife was too weak to be alone. Not just so you hit her.
What's it to you?
My, nothing. Except I'm employed to look after her.
Oh.
So you think I hired you to look after her, do you?
Yes. Didn't you?
Don't make me laugh. A dame as good looking as you? Stick around, sister. You'll find out.
Why, you filthy beast. You put your hands on me and I...
You what?
Let go of me.
Yeah, what's coming off back there? Bob, take you. Wait a minute, will you? What's all the rumpus, Morgan?
That's it to you.
Well, after all, I'm master of this boat as long as I'm on it.
Oh, yeah? Well, that can be taken care of.
Now, don't try to be funny, Morgan. You're drunk. I'd advise you to get below and sleep it off. After all, I have my fiancée and a little boy aboard. I don't want this kind of stuff going on.
Oh, so you don't want this kind of stuff going on, don't you?
Well, how do you like this sort of stuff?
Don't be a fool, Morgan. Put that gun down.
Jack, you're sorry. Dwight, what happened? What did you shoot him for?
Let me help you.
Quiet, all of you. Quiet, I say. You shut off your mouths anymore, you'll get a dose of the same medicine. You, Horn, get away from that wheel. I'm taking command here.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, you still here. I thought I took care of you. You're a lousy shot, Baldy. Here's the way you ought to do it. Shut up, all of you. Next one of you dames that lets out a peep gets the same thing. Hey, you, Lil, get me that bird's gun. I'll need it. Yeah, I'll need it. sailing over the bounding main. Yo-ho, ho!
I wonder how far we are from shore.
Too far to do any good.
Oh, how long is this going to go on?
How's Bobby getting along, Gertrude?
Oh, I don't know. That man's had him in that closed-up cabin for hours. If I could only get him out some way. I slipped the key out of his pocket while he was asleep. Here, go see how the boy is. No, thank you, Mr.
Hey, break it up. Get moving, Spurnack. Get up forward and stand watch.
Now, listen, Jack. I'm worn out. I can't stand watch again. I just finished 18 hours there.
Listen, you, I don't want none of your lips, see? I'm running this boat. You do as I say or else.
I won't do it, Jack. You can do what you please about it. I'm not going on watch.
Oh, so you want what Falling got, do you? Okay, pal, here it is.
Oh, Jack, please don't shoot any more people.
What are you bellering about? You're in love with this guy, ain't you?
Oh, Jack, you know better than that. Listen, Jack, you need George to help run the boat. What do you do if we run out of fuel? We've got to have George and Bob to help us. We'll never get to the South Seas this way, darling, unless we have help.
That's right. Well, all right. But get this straight, Spurnack. The only reason I'm letting you live is to use you. Yeah. When we get where I'm going, you get dumped overboard, see? Yeah. Over. Say, it reminds me. Go get that carpet out of Falling's cabin. We're going to wrap up his body and throw it overboard. Them Navy flyers might find it in the morning when they come snuffing around here again.
Okay, Jack.
Where's Gertrude? Where's Gertrude, I say?
She went below to see about the boy.
Where'd she get the key?
Why, I...
Now you stole it, did you? Well, here's something else you can use.
You let her alone.
I ought to kick her teeth out.
Keep away from her. Haven't you heard her enough in the last 5 days?
What's it to you? Say, that reminds me of something. All right, get going. Get down to your cabin. Go on, move.
Put that gun up. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to teach you to keep your nose at other people's business. Go on, get started.
That was George and Elsie.
George went to get a carpet. Jack's going to throw the body overboard. He's got Elsie down in her cabin.
That dirty rat will get him.
No, he'll kill you. Come back.
Morgan! Come out of there, Morgan!
Get away from that door.
I'll kill you, Morgan, if I get my hands on you. Come out of there!
Oh, yeah?
Run, Bob!
Morgan, I'm going to...
You want something, Horn, eh? Well, here it is. Hey, how does that feel? gun butts are swell things to use on guys like you.
How can you keep doing things like that to people?
Don't you like it? Hey, here, put on that stool. Put
you
on that
me
stool.
Again, and I'll kill you.
Yeah?
Get away!
Oh!
Mrs. Morgan! Get him!
What's the matter, Elsie? Did he hurt you?
No. I got away from him. I hit him with a stool. He knocked Bob out with his gun. He's all bloody. Oh, I can't stand it any longer.
There, let's try to get away from him.
Oh, if those flyers would only land and help. Why don't we signal to them?
Oh, he'd kill us if we did.
Where's Gertrude?
Oh, Lord, I forgot about her. We've got to find her. Let's go down the forward stair. Maybe we won't see Jack.
There she is. Oh, George, they're coming on deck.
Oh, they've got Bobby. What's happened?
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't move.
There was a gas leak in the fuel tank. The cabin was closed up. Let's put him down here. We gotta get him picked up.
Bobby. Bobby.
Oh, no, don't cry. He'll be all right. George is working on him now. Lift his arm tired, George.
All right.
Here, let me help.
Why did I ever come on this terrible trip? Joyce gone. Now, Bobby.
There, Gertrude, dear. Don't take him. He'll be all right.
He's coming around.
He'll be okay in a few minutes.
No, thank God. Bobby. Bobby. Pick another, Bobby.
Someone up here. Get that brat out of the way. Get that brat out of the way.
Don't touch him. I'll kill you with my own hands if you lay a hand on him again. You've hit and kicked him ever since we started this cruise. Touch him again. I'll tear your eyes out.
I'm nuts to you. I got something else to tend to now, and then I'll take care of you. Yeah, you and that brat, too. Arn! Arn, get up here. Hey, Spurnick, help Horn heave that body over the side.
Okay.
Get that spare anchor and tie it to it.
Oh, please don't throw him overboard out here. Wait till we get ashore.
Oh, yeah? Have every cup in town on my neck? Besides, sister, we ain't going ashore. No. At least not back in the States.
You might as well get it done, George. Body's ready, Morgan.
Mr. Morgan to you, Horn. Mister. All right, heave it over. I hope you like it down there, Mr. Foley.
Joyce, don't cry. Oh, I loved him so. Better take Bobby and go to your cabin. Jack might take a notion to beat him again.
All right, I'll go. But please come with me.
All right, if you want me to. Elsie, you'd better stay with us. We'll try to get the men to keep Jack busy up here.
Hey, Horn, get the log up. I want to know how much speed we're making.
Yes, sir.
Batten down them hatches. It looks like it's going to blow pretty soon.
But the women are down there.
I said batten them down.
Yes, sir.
Never mind. Let George tend to them. He'll take care of that log line.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are you waiting for? What's the speed?
About 5 knots, sir.
What do you mean about? I want to know exactly.
The line's fouled, Mr. Morgan.
I'll get it unfouled. Hey, George, give him a hand.
Okay, Jack.
Mr. Morgan, to you too, Spurnick.
Okay, Mr. Morgan.
That's better.
Do something about this, George. I know it. But what? I'm going to catch him off guard. Without that gun, we've got to get him or he'll kill us all.
Yes, but he even locked Lil in the cabin with him. Makes her hold the gun when he's asleep.
Pretty tired now.
Yeah, he does. He's nodding.
Hey, what's the matter back there? Can't you get that line loose?
We're getting it now, sir.
I'll make it snappy. I'm tired. One Horn to take the wheel.
Now look, George, yeah? Hold this line a minute. I'll make out like I'm going to cut this fish line.
Yeah, but I don't...
There's a marlin spike over there. I'll get it. You sing out that the line's okay. I'll pretend I'm coming up to take the wheel. We'll let him have it.
Okay.
I got it, George.
Okay.
The line's okay now, Mr. Morgan.
All right. Take the wheel, Horn.
With pleasure.
Oh! I got him, George.
Here, let me help you.
Here. God forgive us, George. We had to do it. I'll go tell the women. Hurry back. Gotta reach those sails.
Lillian, Elsie, Gertrude, come up.
George, get that mainsail.
Hey, watch out! Don't let it dry, Joe. Boys, cut the line. Use a fire axe. Cut the line.
Here, Bob. Let me have the wheel.
You go help, George. All right, Gertrude. The mainmast's going. We've got to try to save the other sails. We'll never make land if the jack is under the house.
by here again?
I don't know. God knows how far we drifted during that storm.
Hope to see the SOS we painted on that sail.
So do I. The last sail we got, too.
Yeah. Used all the gear, greased the paint.
I don't care so much about us. The women are suffering a lot.
A little body.
Hey, listen. You're a plane.
So do I.
I thought I heard a plane.
You did. And there it is. Straight to the north.
Oh, wait for him.
Hey! Oh. Hey, come on down.
He can't hear you.
I know it, but maybe he'll see us.
He does see us. He's there.
Oh, maybe he's going to land. Oh.
He's seen us. Blow him. Go to the body. A plane's coming.
He's landing, but he can't take us all back.
Nobody can send us help.
Yes, he is.
Ahoy there! What ship?
American yacht Aja. Wilmington. Skipper dead.
Are you in trouble?
Lots of it. We have no food or water. Five on board.
I have no rations or water. I'll bring some back.
Send help.
Right away. Coast guard.
Okay.
We're going to be saved when he comes back.
I'm sure he will. He'll send a boat. We'll be all right, huh?
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Hey, hold on. Elsie, she's fainted.
In just a moment, we'll hear Chief Davis again. There are good habits and bad, and many folks have sworn off the latter. Thoughtful individuals, of course, continue their good habits, and intelligent motorists, by the tens of thousands who know what Rio Grande cracked gasoline means to their cars, merely renew their resolution to stand by this wise and profitable habit. Wise, because this superior motor fuel gives every motorist who uses it real police car performance in his car. Profitable, because it delivers peak efficiency in all kinds of weather and yet costs less per mile. Visit the red and white Rio Grande station in your neighborhood. Take aboard one tank full of Rio Grande cracked, and the resolution is as good as kept. The resolution is as good as kept. You, your motor, and your pocketbook will applaud the day you resolve to switch to Rio Grande cracked, the gasoline that will give you a happier and more profitable new year of motoring. And now, Chief Davis.
The naval patrol brought word of the stranded yacht, and the Coast Guard boat Perseus was dispatched to return the survivors, who told the terrible facts you have just heard dramatized. There is not the least doubt but that Horn and Spernak acted in defense of the other passengers and themselves. Obviously, Morgan's crime did not pay.
Thank you, Chief Davis.